My remaking. I've been remade 4 times in my life. It is a distinct feeling, impossible to mistake. The very marked sensation of being unraveled and reknit into a new thing, a new person. It can be good or bad, helpful or harmful. But above all, it is unstoppable. I was remade when my parents died. Went from a happy childhood into navigating a very dark world with endless responsibilities, surrounded by enemies and despairingly alone. It happened again at the hands of a cowardly predator. I'd become angrier with that one, more cynical. The third happened swiftly. One day, I looked up into a pair of pale blue eyes and saw the other half of my soul. Checkmate. I went from a completely controlled existence, a life where I made every decision with cold calculation, to a man overcome with feelings and emotions that were foreign, but somehow wonderful. And all too soon after that cataclysmic change was this fourth one. This one where I begged a God I'd never entertained to spare the life of a woman that I could not live without. Screw professionalism. Having an open mind. I'm not afraid to tell you every detail of how I help attorneys market their practice, and you'll soon see that I'm not kidding either. Why am I not afraid? Don't I have trade secrets to protect? In my experience, 95% of all people I give advice to don't follow it. They say, "Yeah, that sounds good," or "I don't think that will work," or "That's unprofessional," and they do nothing. I am not worried about competition, nor am I worried about you knowing all my secrets. I know 95% of you, maybe even more than that, are not going to do anything I tell you in this book. Not a damn thing. So why not tell you everything without fear, for the benefit of the few who will actually take action? Since I'm not afraid to reveal all, you, in turn, must keep an open mind while reading this book. Don't get hung up on thoughts such as, "That's not professional," or "People don't read nowadays." These assumptions hold you back and close your mind off to what is possible and limit your success. Don't let anyone's opinion stop you from trying a particular kind of advertising. Only reality and actual experience should be your guide. Your gut reaction to a particular marketing method may be, "Oh, direct mail, that's unprofessional. I feel like I am hounding people by doing that." Or you might think, "Pay-per-click? It's a scam. I would never do that." Open your mind and try this stuff. If not, you're going to remain where you are, fighting every month to cover your monthly nut and not getting ahead of the game. And if you do harness your marketing and implement various marketing methods and course correct along the way, you can make well beyond what you're making. If you want to make $400,000 a year or more as a criminal defense lawyer, it is possible. You can bring home more than you are now bringing home. But you've got to be into marketing and spend time learning and implementing it. It cannot be a done-for-you service that you never think about or interact with, like the janitorial service that cleans your office after hours. Marketing must be on your mind. It has to be a critical part of your practice. So if you're willing to have an open mind, continue reading. If not, put this book down or close out the screen and don't read any further.